and I'm going to try and improve this.
Right, okay, it's not working then.
No.
Yeah, good morning, Rabbi Sai. I'll put these two on. And sort out the video as soon as you can. So good morning, Rabbi Sai. Continuing our discussion, we've had a whole discussion about sitting within Dal Damasov and Mispalel. We've been through the four heterium, and now we're moving on to the next inyan, which is, this is Simon Kuf Beis Seif Dalad. Simon Kuf Beis Seif Dalad, a similar inyan, but not the same. It says, also lavoi keneged ha-mispalelim b'soich ha-aba amos. They are not allowed to walk across in front of somebody who's davening b'toich ha-aba amos. Now this one, yeah, in the case of sitting, we said it applies in a circle of Dalad Amos all the way around the person. But here it says, Avol b'tideim mutar lavoi v'lamoid. That if you're walking down the side alongside somebody who's davening, that's okay, that's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons. Mishnah Berurah says, why is it also lavoi? Number one is, mipnei shemavatel kavanosoi. If he sees movement across in front of him, that will disturb his kavona. And therefore, you're disturbing his kavona by walking. Obviously, apparently, you're not disturbing his kavona by sitting down. Kavona wasn't an issue when it came to Yoishev with Toch Dal Damas. Kavona, the fact that you're Mavatlis Kavona, you're sitting down, you're doing your thing, that presumably is not a problem. But to walk in front of him, that to walk across whilst he's davening, either Amida or the first Pasuk Kishmon Asra, that's called Ovel Lifnei HaMispalel. And the first reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down is Ripnei Shemavatl Kavanos Alidei Zeh. But Lachain also, he says, Afila Oisei Kozbe Kriyashma, who adin, you mevatli is kavona, if he is saying Kriyashma. Although the Mephoshim will say that this is talking about the first Pasuk of Kriyashma, and most people cover their eyes with their hands at the time. So therefore they won't see the person. Who adin, we're going to have a discussion, what happens if the person who's davening has got his talus right over his head, like some people do during Aseres Meid Shuvah, especially when they're saying the Al-Chetz, the Oshamnus, you know, they cover over, so therefore they can't see anybody who's being over if they are Mispalel. You can't disturb them in that way. But then you've got the problem of the second reason, which was the Chai Odom, which says, you're creating a barrier, you're creating a block between the line of the Tefillah going up. So there, we mentioned it yesterday, and Charlie is not here. Asked the question, Maloi Choloretz Kavoidoi. Says the moment that the person's tefillah has left his mouth, it's hit the Shechinah already. Yeah, before it meets the Mispalel, the Oiver Lifnei HaMispalel. Right? It says, if you say Maloi Choloretz Kavoidoi, but
the tefillahs go up usually.
Oh, so, but,
I mean,
well, this is the question, yeah? This is the question. Obviously, the Bozal, the Maloi Choloretz Kavoidoi. On the other hand, our tefillahs, I was looking this morning at the Slichas, and HaMelech HaYoshev HaKisei Rominiso, and Kodosh, there's a Kisei HaKovoid, and there's Soilin L'Roiche Ba'arovois, which is the highest of the heavens. There are different heavens. Also, Shlomo HaMelech said Psukim about Vispalalu Elabayis Hazeh. That our tefillahs, we believe, we daven towards Yerushalayim, we stand looking towards Mizrach, we daven towards Yerushalayim, we believe that our tefillahs go to Yerushalayim, they go to the Mokom HaMikdosh, and from the Mokom HaMikdosh, they head upwards. So there is obviously somehow some concept that tefillahs actually head in a particular direction, even in Olam Hazeh terms, so to speak. And therefore, there is a concept of Ovel Lifnei HaMispalel could be mafsik between the tefillah on its way out, let's say towards Yerushalayim, on its way towards Yerushalayim, that somehow or other we're mafsik in the tefillah. So this concept exists. You've got these two chashoshes. Chashash number one is that you'll disturb him, and chashash number two that you'll be mafsik in the Shechinah, and Liedu will look at the halachas following from that.
Shkaya.
What? Started at the Torah Way in Northwest London.
So I didn't do it.
Wednesday, Koftal at Elul, 17th of September. Renor Rav Reb Schlesinger Shlita, Rosh Hashanah. This week's Torah is sponsored by Norman and Annabella Taylor. To mark the chasm of their granddaughter, Rina Melech Tichia, to David Balil and Neri Yerushalayim, and Shivna Bites, the Mom Yisrael, Shem Yisilot, Nelson and Nishmas. The Moshe ben Rav Yosef son of Rocha on his third yahrzeit on Yud Tes Elul. also Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Tov, Ben, Rabbi Shimon Mechol, Tzvi, Shimon Lebrocha, Velizchus, Hashvun, Vachalim, Vamilchamon, Shachzul, Vatayim, Nisholim, Bim, Heiro.
Amen. Rishus, as mentioned, Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Tov, don't have to say it, because automatically, all the shurim in the morning is Mishusa, which was Miyaset, is the Shurish, for many, many years. But it's not Lilin Shmosri. Rav Kreisberg used to say a story, that in the war, he ran away, don't know which where he was at the time, and he met someone. And he was an elderly Yid. And he told him, "B'derech HaTeva, you will have more koyach to live through the war than he himself, which is an elderly man already. I've got a son with a ben yochid. I have no idea where he is. He was taken away. And I've got a big, big bank account in Switzerland. So I'll tell you all the details. I'll find out what the ilui. I'll tell you all the details. If at any time after the war you meet him, tell him and give him the details." Chaim Kaver took the details and he took it upon himself to keep his eyes open in case he finds the son of the person who unfortunately passed away in the war, was killed in the war, Shem Yitzchak Domon, and maybe he'll find the son. 25 years later, he was somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and he spoke to someone, speaks Sahin, speaks Saher. Then it comes to his mind, might be this is the person, or the son of this person who asked to give him over all the details of the bank account in Switzerland. He asked him who he is, who is his father, how many brothers have we got, how many sisters have we got, Ben Yochid, all the name, all the details clapped gewaldig. So he told him, "I've got a secret to tell you. You have a big, big bank account in Switzerland, which the father said, when I meet you, I should give you all the details and you'll be able to take out the money there." Fred of Chaim Kreisberg, when was this person Oyshel, 25 years ago or now?
So that, years ago, but he didn't know.
Absolutely. So he said he's becoming Oyshel now. As long as he doesn't know he's got a bank account in Switzerland, it may be whatever it is, but he hasn't got it because he doesn't know about it. Now he becomes, just crossing up, now he becomes an Oyshel. So cases, I don't know. Now he becomes an Oyshel. What shall I tell you? We all know, we have an idea that there are great days ahead of us. But as long and we don't know and don't realize and don't open our eyes what the days are, we haven't got it in the same way than we know. So when is it by us great days? When we know, we see, we feel, and we use the opportunity. This is when we have our bank account in Switzerland and much more. The Pedigo is zogt. We live in a world which unfortunately is foggy, let's put it in a mild way. It's a bit foggy, the ganze Welt is bad, the Deutsche Welt, Michigan, every country, wherever it is, America, Russia, France, our dear Prime Minister, whatever. It's dark. So the Peleoids, if someone sits in a dark room, does it make a difference if he closes his eyes or doesn't close his eyes? No, not. It's anyway dark. So the nose is a big difference. A bit of light might come in your way. For 10 minutes, 20 minutes, if your eyes are open, you got an opportunity to see around you and find out what's happening. The eyes are open. But if you keep your eyes closed, the light will come and the light will go. You won't have the benefit. You have a bank account in Switzerland. Maybe we have. We don't know. You have a bank in Switzerland. You don't know about it. So anyway, today we do use even we don't know. But shame, we have the credit cards. But still, it's not the same. Realizing and appreciating and knowing the greatness of the days we are approaching and where we are is the ingredients and the secret of having the benefit of those days. Be'emes, says our Mishnah. What the Christ said is the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Pekohove, the third Perik, Mishnah Yutches. Hu hoyo oimer, Rabbi Kivi would say, Choviv Odom Shinivro Vetzelem. A person is beloved to Hashem because he was created by the Tzelem Elohim. Chibo Yisere, there's an extra love he has. Noidasloi, he knows what he has got. Chaviv in Israel, Klalosol beloved to Hashem. Shinikro Bonim Lamokim, they are called children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Chibo Yisere, what is the extra love? Noidas lehem, they know. The boss who tells us, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Knowing, appreciating, respecting, cherishing a special time of the year gives a more dedicated to these days which you wouldn't have had if you wouldn't know. Let's take an example of the Mishnah. Chovi Odo Shinivro Betzelem. Tells the Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim Valozhner, what does the mission of Betzelem? The Eibishter to create the person and being molded in the same way, whatever, as Hashem. Zoktrazoi. Vayivro Elekim es Odom Betzalmoi Betzelem Elekim. The Rebbe created the person with a Tzelem Elekim. And he says, Shukemoi Shuhu Yizborach Shemoi. Likewise, the Rebbe himself. He masters all the powers in the world. He says nothing but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The book Gemara says, "Am luchuni aleichem, accept my kingdom. What is my kingdom? He is kol hakoiches alimsoim b'chol olam gulim. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam." Someone asked me, "Kashi, I said the most Shabbat thing that we say the first brach in the morning." Hashem nosen za sechvet vino, sechvet goes on a human being, one shot. The Ebshe gave us bino, lehafchin ben yoim uveloilo, to see the difference between day and night. Well, today it's a bit hard, but usually, you see the difference between day and night. So he asked me, Hashem, is this all the bino gives us, the wisdom gives us? The Ebshe gives us wisdom, first clock in the morning. Thank you, Hashem, he gave us wisdom. Is this the only wisdom the Ebshe gave us to know the difference between day and night? The wisdom includes many, many things, Baruch Hashem. Torah, Chochmah, whatever. So the name. Even the difference between day and night, we need the Bino of Hashem. Without Bino of Hashem, no good. Everything is included. Doctor, tell him the Kim, Balakoyches. Dr. Weite, Kein Hishl Rezoino Yizborach. The Ebishter gave a power to a person, to a Yid. She who apusiach vasoige, he opens and closes. Kame alfe ribois koichois. Tens of thousands of doors he opens and closed. Bechol eis verrega mamash, every moment of a Yid. Because his actions, his words, his thoughts, his machshove, has got a moiridige power. Ki betzelem elekim nivro esu odom. We have a gewaltige power. We say in the morning Shmuel Esre. We don't know what Shmuel Esre does. It's a moiridige koich of a Yid. To make hashpoe on the world. Hashpoe stoivois. Kal v'choymer, ben benoishe kal v'choymer, when it comes to these great days. The days where we re-accept kingdom of Hashem. The day when we say, prepare ourselves to the final words of Yomim Neroim. The final words are, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Nimlech Lo'ein Avoyet. I tell my mispalelim, I give you later. When we come to the final words of Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shomayim, we accept the kingdom of Hashem. Please, have in mind yourselves, your children, your grandchildren, Ad Bias Goyel Tzedek. We do not know what kind of challenges might still come up, which we haven't got yet. And we need Muridige Koiches to withstand all these challenges. And if not those moments of end of the Ile, before the Shechina goes up to heaven, in the way which is the whole year, this is a moment, be mispalel for yourself. I myself should be dovuk in yichud Hashem. Let us remember and live and breathe yichud Hashem. And let us accept it. Let us accept it for our generations to come. Till Mashiach will come and everything will become revealed. Not everything, but will be revealed many, many things. And will be able to withstand the challenges. Believe me, it seems that the young generation don't have it easy. Someone told me, my son just became cool. I told him, what shall I tell you? It's an unfortunate common problem. I don't know why. I don't know why it is. I got a friend who told me when his father, the Chonu Levroche, took out the slichas, he went on the chair to take out the slichas from the cupboard, he burst out crying. There was something within which seems not to be so easy to forward it to the next generation. It seems they have it hard. Maybe our parents or our rabbis or the air was warmer to us than we have got time for the children. I don't know. There's a beautiful story from the Chazon Ish. Beautiful story. The Chazon Ish once mamish a mitzvah lefasim. It's a mitzvah to say it and let it know. The Chazon Ish had a class. After the class, he asked the Rebbe, you know, this boy who sat in this corner, what is the matter with him? He couldn't sit in one moment. He was so restless. What's the matter with him? Thought, oh, the Rebbe shouldn't ask. Baruch Hashem, they're now finishing cheder, going to yeshiva. Baruch Hashem.
ADHD.
Oh. We'll see in a minute what it is. I don't know what. Baruch Hashem is going to yeshiva now, and I'm letting him off. It was so hard with him, just unbelievable. The Chazanish was a party, was the Chazanish. He understood the nefesh of a person, which you call it, whatever name you call it, but it's an old name, it's a nefesh. Please, can you bring the child in to me tomorrow? Sure. Next day, he brings him in. And the Chazanish of the Rebbe, you can go home, leave him here, you can trust me, go home. End of story. This boy didn't go back to cheder, he went to yeshiva, was finished with cheder. 2 years later, the Rebbe walks in the street of Bnei Brak. And he hears a commotion on a certain building, jumping and dancing and music. How does it come in the middle of the day? So he went in, and he sees a boy carried on a chair. Everyone dances around him, and he looks at the boy. Oh, Gewalt, this is the boy I left with the Chazon Ish 2 years ago. So he asks, what's happening with this boy? He had a fehair on 200 blood. He runs to the Chazon Ish. Rebbe, what did he do? He made a mess? What did he do? What happened to the child? I'll tell you exactly what I did. I told the child, you know, yesterday we were here by the Feher. I looked at you and I had a certain inner feeling And you are going to be my chavrusa for this part of Gemara, which I don't understand myself. I need you. So the Rebbe, I don't understand Gemara, I don't understand Rashi, Avada Nishtoisves, what, when, where. Please, Dr. Chazon Ish, I had an inner feeling. Let me use my inner feeling. Okay. So the Chazon Ish, I sat for 2 hours with him. I explained in the Gemara every word. I explained every word of Rashi. We learned the Toisves, every Kasha, every Teretz, every Raya, slowly, slowly. And he understood. When he left my room, he said to himself, "Wow, I am able to understand. This is what made the 200 blood." He realized that he's able to understand. As long as we can't forward the message to the children that you can, you are able, they are unable. The only way they become able when they appreciate, they've got the koiches. That's the same we said before. If we don't know what we have, we won't be able to use it. We are getting now mamash in the final days of Tov Shin Pei Hei. Walking into Tov Shin Pei Vav, the moments of Kedusha, Vetahara. And the way we'll appreciate what the days are. The way we'll appreciate what our slichas is. We can't say, because we can't garnish. We're not allowed to say it. Because we can. We are all created by Tzelem Elokim. We all have the power of Tzelem Elokim. With Nefesh HaChaim Zogt. Memele, then we'll be able to use it. And Mitzvah Hashem, when we come to the great Shema Yisrael, that gewaldig. We say, Aneinu Keshoniso Lavrom Ovinu Baharom Irio. Please Hashem, answer my tefillah in the same way you answered it for Avrom Avinu, when Avrom Avinu, when he made Akedo. Very daring, yeah? Ask Rabbi Yisroelam, you should answer my tefillah in the same way you answered it to Avrom Avinu, not to Avrom Avinu, to Avrom Avinu when he made Akedo. The highest moment of Avrom Avinu. So someone asked him, have you got the right? Have you got a ticket for it? The Bnei Shloim answered me the same way you asked Avraham Avinu. The answer is yes. Reb Chaim Volozhin Zogt, we say in Pirkei Avos, Asor Doiros Minoyach Ad Avraham. The 10 generation from Noach to Avraham Avinu. Not mentioned Avraham Avinu. Minoyach Ad Avraham. Then comes Asor Nisyonos Nisnase Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had 10 main great challenges. And there says Avraham Avinu. Not once, but twice. Shteido, Asoro Nisyonos Nisnas Avraham Avinu, Vorma Bekulo, Leidia, to let us know, Kam Chibosoi, how beloved Avraham Avinu is, Shel Avraham Avinu, twice Avinu. So the Chaim Volozhin, why when he says the generation from Noach to Avraham, he doesn't mention Avraham Avinu? When it comes to the challenges, Sogon is doing this, I can't understand. Avraham Avinu through his life, long life, had 10 Nisyonos, yo. We have 20 Nisyonos before we get up. Nisyonos doesn't mean which we make ourselves. It means what the Eivishter gave him. What we cause ourselves, it's a different story, yo. The Eivishter Rachmanason. Aber Kolifun, so the Chaim Volozhin Azoi. When he takes in consideration the generation between Noach and Avraham, it doesn't matter to us. But when Avraham Avinu was facing the challenge of the Sioness, and he withstood it, this power remains for us because it's our Zayde, Avraham Avinu. Remember, whatever Avraham Avinu came to the Madrege of Avraham Avinu, and he had the power and koyach to withstand very great challenges. The Eved told him to go to Etzesol, and it was a hunger. He told him to go to Mitzrayim, they took away his wife. 10 challenges. This power we have. In the beginning of Ve'eru state the Pasuk, Ve'eru Hashem, Ve'eru Zog the Eved, El Avrom, El Yitzchok, Ve'el Yaakov. Rashi Zog Ve'eru, El Ha'ovois. Everyone asks the Kasha, since the Pasuk tells it, what does Rashi add? Rashi adds it all. Havol Mitzav Yankov? No, it's not something flying above. It's Ha'ovois, it's our fathers. We have the Koyach of Avom Avinu, of Yitzchak Avinu, of Yaakov Avinu, of the Shifter Korah, because we are Eniklach. We say in Tfilas Akor, before Kol Nidre, Yam Anachnu Mibnei Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. We are also children of Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. So we have the power of Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. And this power gives us, every tefillah we daven is the power of Avraham Avinu. Every mitzvah we do is with the power of Avraham Avinu. Every challenge we face, and Eber gives us koyach to withstand the challenge, is the koyach of Avraham Avinu. Memeila aneinu keshoniso laAvraham Avinu behar Amirio. We have the power and the schus and the ticket and the key that the Eber should accept our tefillahs in the same way he accepted the tefillahs of Avraham Avinu. But we have to put an input in it. We have to do our part. Be mispalot to Hashem. And this will give us the koyach mamish. The outcome of the Akedah steht dort, the Vilna Goel, steht da von Minut gesagt, after the Akedah. The end of the Akedah sagt er, Ve'ikro Avrom Shim Amokam Hu Hashem Yire. The place of Har HaMeriyo, which became later the Mokam Hezbech for the Mephilist of Besamikdosh, Ve'ikro Shem Avrom Hashem Yire, the Abish sees. As he Omer Hayoim will be said today, Bar Hashem Yeroeh, he will be seen. So what is the place where the Shekhinah is? The Shekhinah sees or he has been seen? So the Gona Zoi. In Golas, unfortunately, our vision is limited. Baruch Niyas. Oh, Bar Hashem Yeroeh, Hashem looks after us. My dad says a schöne Wort, it's a very strict message here, yeah? Sucht das schöne Wort, steht in as the Baruch Shomer after Chosse, the Eibishter guarded his promise to Klal Yisrael to take them out from Golas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev as a Ketz. Ketz is 190, it should have been 400 years, it took out 190 years, only 210. So my father says, Baruch Shomer, he guarded his promise, a promise you don't guard, a promise you do, you Mekayim. Buch Mekayim after Chosoi. Was is Shomer after Chosoi? Sagt der Moschel. Her father tells the son, you know, if you're going to learn half an hour, you'll get whatever, a bar of chocolate. Not today, but today is, okay. Used to be a bar of chocolate, used to be a Kotzke Zucker, yo. So there's a father, he says, now 10 o'clock, I'll come back 10:30, we'll see if you learn. There's another father. He stays there. If you learn half an hour, you get a bar of chocolate, and I'm staying here, I'm going to learn with you. And he makes sure that he's able to be Mekayim, the promise. Baruch Shomer after Chosoi. If Chaz Hashem Yidim going to Nun Shavu Tumah, they wouldn't be able to leave Mitzrayim anymore. The Ebesh Shomer, he guards, he takes care on Klal Yisrael. He should be able to have a Klal Yisrael to take out of Mitzrayim. Chishev Etzakech, it took over 190 years. But Hashem Yire, Ibsha looks after us. I said to someone, Tamlechun Aleichen, Ibsha Zogt, accept my kingdom. But we are saying it in Golas. Even in Golas, we see how Hashem looks after us. Shomer after Chosoi. Zogt the Goyim, but the day will come, Hashem Yiroe, he'll be seen. We'll also be able to see how Hashem masters the world, which is today a bit hidden. About his shoulder, every person has got time when he sees, oh, the Eibush has shoulder something. Had a very interesting story 2 weeks ago, I'm telling you. Everyone has it every second day. 2 weeks ago, I've got a custom that I say a few Mishnahs. For people who I say a Mishnah, Lila Nishmoson, my mother Olah Sholem, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and so. About 8-9 Mishnahs. One day I started to learn the Mishnahs, this. And then we started my life where I was, so I stopped. Said 4 Mishnahs, I think, still to learn. The next day I tracked it, oh, did I say that did I say the four mishnas or didn't I? And I decided I did. I don't know why I decided I did. I felt I did say it. Okay. Later the night, I take out the sefer Avi Hezri, Rav Shach. And I'm looking for something there, and I come to a page, a little page of a little siddur, which has exactly the four mishnas. And the siddur says that the mishnah is the yortzeit, and yet cut out, fell out of the page from the siddur, and in front of my eyes, what happens to over the night, I see four mishnas in front of me. These mishnas I didn't say. So it seemed the Eibishter showed me a siman, he didn't say it yet. This is Halkoch HaProtis, which we have unbelievable. You know, just open our eyes. So they go, and now it's Hashem Yireh. The Eibishter looks upon us and takes care on us and makes sure in circumstances we are okay. By the time will come, Yeroe will be able to see him. We'll be able to see how he masters the world. Avad and Avad these days. Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKadosh, Aseh Asim Etshuvah, Erev Sukkos, Sukkos, Simchas Torah, Shemin Atzeres. Great days. We are able to have a glimpse. But we have to use it, as I said before. We have to appreciate the days, appreciate the times, appreciate our power. And maybe appreciate what Klal Yisrael needs. We need a lot, a lot, a lot. Beklal, befrat, begashmius, beruchnius, panose, shiduchim, whatever it is. You want to hear a nice story of shiduchim? Got a minute. Pesach, the year ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. Baruch Hashem, my besmedrish, Pesach, Zmacher, Yisrael, let me out. And Chalamoit, I go out of the shul, Zayid sitting there, elderly Yid. Whoever will give me 50 shekel, I'm going to mention his name today, I'm going to Miron. It was the time he couldn't go, it was after 7th October. It was a hard time. I'll go to Miron today, I'll mention it. Say it, I go to him, I give you 50 shekel. No, but for my children who learn Torah. Play Torah. I gave him 50 shekel. I give him a little book. Write your name. He was sitting here, I was sitting there about. I write my name. Then he told me, give the book to him. He also wants to write names. And I tell him, don't worry, there'll be Shiduchim. Ruch HaKodesh. How does not my eniklach need Shiduchim? Then I thought to myself, who doesn't need? Every year with a rice aboard, or the kinder, or the eniklach. So we need them. Yeah, absolutely right. I also got Ruch HaKodesh. We need many, many things. Hashem knows them. Don't rebuy in Shiloyim. Do vesos medav. Please. Give it to us. And I'm telling you, he will. So the Eibishter help him. Shalom, aksive v'chassim etoive, agud v'ben tshior. Let us appreciate our koiches, appreciate the greatness of the time we live, we are now in. And we'll be zoiche b'ez Hashem, shnaz g'ule v'yeshua, refuas, yeshuas, mishpachas, ishkevish, have a full nechoma, Mr. Hashem. We shall all be zoiche to be our good tzedek, Binnen bis Abkhira, bim Heere, bim Meine, Amen, wa Amen. Amen.